escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket from Allen Park. It is Lions and Dolphins joint practice day. Big day out here. Maybe the biggest of training camp so far. Great to be with you here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Doug. Like, are you putting pressure on the practice already?
I am putting pressure on the practice already. And we're going to get right into it as we welcome in new Detroit Lions tight end coach Tyler Roll in his first year with the Detroit Lions. Coach, welcome to Detroit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been an awesome opportunity for myself professionally, but for my family. You know, the ability to surround ourselves with new people, new community, so welcoming, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
How did all this unfold for you becoming a member of the Lions staff?
Yeah, great question. So I got to know Dan. I was at North Dakota State for a long time, 17, 18 years.
That's a long time.
And played there, grew up there. We had a pro day, and our quarterback at the time was Trey Lance. Trey Lance was going through the pro day, and Dan was there with some staff members, and I just approached him. He had just gotten done with his press conference not long before that, and I admired his message, the way he saw football, his philosophy on how to win games, and just his messaging. And I just approached him and had a few words with him, and then we hit it off, stayed in touch, and one thing led to another. I had interviewed actually a couple years ago and didn't work that time. But we stayed in touch, and this offseason we got back in touch, and everything happens for a reason. Timing is everything. And now was the right time for me and my family. It's just an unbelievable opportunity.
When you talked to him, when you approached him, did you get the sense at that moment that he was receptive to what you guys were doing at North Dakota State? Because you were the offensive coordinator at the time, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys constantly kind of put guys in the NFL from Notre Dame.
Yeah, and you constantly kind of win, too.
Yeah. You don't know. And it was great, like, synergy, communication. Like, we have a very similar mindset, you know, like how I see offensive football, right? The most physicality wins. And the most physical team is going to win. And, like, so how and why we're activating certain schemes in the run game, being efficient and multiple in the pass game. Overall, like, simplicity equals velocity. And how can you break down things to the simplest manner and teach it? It was a great, great conversation, great communication. And from there, just continued to just feed off one another and stay in touch.
We kind of alluded to it, the amount of success that program has at North Dakota State. It's amazing. You guys won, I don't know how many championships, are you, 7 or 8 championships while you were there. How does the offense that you ran there translate to what you're walking into here?
Yeah, very pro style. And even from the day that I stepped on campus there in 2004 as a player, the carryover. But, yeah, there's an evolution, you know, in terms of how the offense evolved there and the things that I even adapted and changed my time as a coordinator. But very pro-style, meaning the run schemes that you're going to activate, how multiple you're going to be in shifting and trading and motioning to create advantageous angles in the run game and create, you know, maybe you can get locked looks with a certain shift, with a certain personnel grouping. You know, where can you get the right matchup from, hey, maybe we don't want to block this D end with this tight end. How can we create a better matchup for the tight end? And then just whether it be zone scheme, gap scheme, and then you go to the whole pass game side. You know, what concepts do you want to utilize and activate versus zone? What do you want to get to versus man? You know, the whole protocol and systematic communication that is involved at the line of scrimmage to get to those certain schemes. So there was a lot of carryover, and I think that's why you have seen a lot of players from NDSU go to the NFL. You know, they've been trained within a system. It isn't, you know, and offenses have their own feel, right? It isn't just a system where you're looking over the sideline, getting a call and going to run it. No, there are things that you have to process change at the line of scrimmage, the NFL protection style within the drop-back pass game, and then the different play-action schemes that we utilize as well. I think that just put me in a position to come here, learn. Now, there's great people that I learned from here in my short time here that has helped have a pretty seamless transition.
How did those schemes change from the time you were a player there when you were running back? By the way, hell of a career. I looked it up this morning.
Yeah,
the last couple of seasons. A man had like 34 touchdowns on the ground the last couple of years and like 2,500 yards rushing.
Strong.
Not bad. But you mentioned you spent all that time there at the university in one capacity or another. How did you see that offense evolve constantly over the years? Or was it basically the same thing and just might throw some different things each year?
Yeah, the standard of physicality and the schemes that we used in the run game, they didn't change. How we got to them changed. So instead of just going, I write 40 power, maybe it was, let's go, hey, reduce to I write F peel 40 power, just to dress it up a little bit. So there was a whole evolution in the presentation of the play, and maybe just doing out of certain unbalanced formations, some formations that we're not able to do at this level, but just a whole presentation of the scheme, and then utilize maybe a little bit more quarterback run game with it. We had some pretty dynamic quarterbacks in Carson Wentz, Easton Stick, Trey Lance, to Cam Miller, who just got drafted by the Raiders and had a great first preseason game. But utilizing quarterback read, quarterback power read, yet the scheme up front was the same for the O-line. The demanding of physicality up front was the same. So that's how we were able to have success. It was similar in scheme, but just different in presentation.
Tyler Roll, Lions tight end coach, with us here from training camp, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, when you watch the Lions last year and look at points of emphasis this year, offensively, what are areas? I'm sure you want to get better everywhere, but what are areas that the coaching staff and the team has identified? We need to be better at this in 2025 than we were in 2024.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint a lot of things for a top 10 historical offense.
Fair.
But, you know, there's always things like how do you win games? Well, you take care of the football. Ball security is at a premium. That's been a huge emphasis from the time that I stepped on campus here and stepped in the building. You know, pad level at the line of scrimmage. How can we create leverage and play with power and, you know, play with physicality at the line of scrimmage? And that's across the board. And I think you've really seen that out on the perimeter now in this preseason. Scotty Montgomery is having these receivers play with physicality out on the edge, and it's awesome. Hoping you're seeing that out of the tight ends and fullback as well. But that's huge. And, like, how can you stay on schedule? You know, you need to be efficient on first and second down, not getting third and long plus. How can you make off-schedule plays? So utilizing scramble drill, you know, having certain times where you're having and Jared and the receivers on the same page and you're off schedule within the play and guys are understanding where to get to, how to get to those with maybe be open field scramble drill or red zone scramble drill. Those are just a few. But, you know, there's a lot you know, of really, really positive things that this offense has done over the last couple of years, and how can we just, you know, even for myself, how can I add value to an already unbelievable system?
The position group of the tight end in the NFL has evolved to the point today where it is a giant weapon on offense compared to where it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, a lot more block-oriented. But you've got to find that balance because the run game is so important for the Lions. How have your guys embraced what you're trying to introduce, maybe something new this year?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable group. You know, low ego, high capacity, and all about the team. And that's what I appreciate. They've bought into the how and why. Like, my number one thing is, okay, well, what's the goal? Well, our goal is to go and play deep in the playoffs. I want a Super Bowl. So I go, okay, well, how can I turn to these guys, like, the type of pad level that we need to play with? Well, let's play with Super Bowl pad level. You know, let's play with leverage. Let's play with physicality. My number one goal for them is to be the most physical group in the National Football League. And we get an unbelievable matchup every single day out here with Hutch, right? And iron is sharpening iron. And they've, honestly, I think they've done a really, really good job so far. Davenport's an unbelievable DN. So happy with the way that they're trending in that direction. But how I was coaching the offense at North Dakota State, I mean, we need to be opportunistic and then explosive when we get the ball in our hands. So, you know, having the marriage of the run game and the pass game because we have dynamic players. You know, Sam Laporta has really played at a high level throughout his career, and I'm just seeing growth, daily growth. He's so curious in the why and how he can – you know, maybe block this defender. Maybe that's this first step, this second step, this leverage. How can I win on the front side of his own backside? I mean, he is so curious. Brock Wright, true professional, mature, understands, you know, what we want him to do and continuing to create value for himself within the offense. Shane Zylstra has done a really good job so far. It's like, how can we embrace that physicality and, you know, not think football but play football and cut it loose and changed a few things with his stance so he can play with leverage. Zach Horton, a kid who we brought in who, you know, did a lot of wing tight end stuff but utilized fullback, utilized on the ball as a wing. And all those guys having the ability to flex out, play out on the perimeter so we can be multiple and 12 personnel and 13 personnel and get certain locks out of defenses.
Okay, I mentioned it before the show, or early in the show. Am I wrong? Is today the most important day, or the biggest day of training camp so far, joint practices?
Man, it's the one we've been looking for. You know, shoot, we've been going against these DNs for, I don't know, 15 days, 16 days. Now we get to go against someone else. How has the training improved the skill set? Have you truly taken advantage of the ops that you've had in practice? Now we get to go cut it loose. You know, but it's a lot. There's a lot that entails this practice, right? Yeah, a lot of it's the players. You know, where have they improved? Where has the scheme, you know, where have they been able to flourish within the scheme? But it's also us as a staff, right? You know, the communication that we have, the substitutions of personnels, the players on the field, the situational football that may occur within this practice, having everyone on the same page, having everyone in alignment to go forward with our goals. And, no, it's really big. But, again, it's one that we've been looking forward to. I know the tight ends this morning, they were ready to go. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where they're at. It's going to be a good barometer to challenge us and just see how we've adapted and changed over the course of the last 7 months.
Your personality is reminding me an awful lot about somebody who else has come back to the Lions fold over the last 5 years or so, and it's Chris Spielman.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Doug's saying the same thing.
When
but
he start talking about physicality, listeners can't see it. It felt like you got a little spittle on
right,
your side. I'm not going to lie.
Right, did.
Yeah. You're ready to suit up and get out there and play. I mean, you have that same kind of passion for the game. You obviously know what you're talking about, and you can't wait to get out there and see him play.
No, and, you know, that's a rock of this organization. And have great conversations with him. And, like, his energy, love, passion for the sport, like, resonates with me. And it's contagious. And, you know, if we are going to you know, confront and demand physicality the right way, play with an edge, and let these guys cut it loose and play, like, keep things simple for them so they can play with velocity and sprint off the ball, run off the ball, because that's what and how we want to operate. Good things are going to happen.
Coach, I know you got a job to do.
I do. I'm excited for today.
We appreciate maybe report back afterwards and let us know how it went. Yeah. How the guys graded it out.
Yeah, no, this will be good.
Great meeting you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Take care. That is Tyler Roll, the Lions tight end coach, joining us here from Allen Park, the headquarters of the Detroit Lions, on this joint practice day with the Dolphins. It is Carson Anderson. We'll get to what he had to say. Dolphins are out on the field warming up. All that coming up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, your favorite Wednesdays are back at Twin Peaks. That's right. Just in time for fall, they're rolling back bourbons and brews. Stop in for your to your favorite lodge and see the always stunning Twin Peaks girls dressed in their finest black lingerie, serving up samples of high-end bourbon. But it's not just bourbons. Twin Peaks has their beer of the month for $5 all month long. Sampling starts at 6 p.m., so don't be late. And the fun doesn't stop there. Enjoy dynamite dishes from their scratch kitchen, like the in-house smoked ribs, brisket, and chicken, hand-cut New York strips, and fried-to-order favorites like the boneless wings and tenders. What brings it all together, of course, is sports. Local baseball team, of course, fight for a division crown. Afternoon game today. You got preseason football back this weekend. And they're in the thick. We are in the thick of fantasy football draft party season. It's Dream Cruise weekend as well. You got a big doubleheader fight night on Saturday. Twin Peaks, see the difference today. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, we got right into it today. We got right into it today with Tyler Roll, who is a first-year tight ends coach. And
don't tell him to slow his roll.
Well, I'll just say this. I don't know what Dan Campbell saw in him.
Right? I mean, what the people don't know is he came up a little bit early, like before we did the crosstalk, and said a few words to us, and then we did the crosstalk, and then we had the you know, 2 minutes between during the sports update. We had a chance to talk to him then. Doug is obviously being very facetious and sarcastic here. 100% you see why. He's incredibly engaging. He is very focused, very passionate about the game of football. And, you know, he's worked his way up. He's from a player at North Dakota State to a coach at North Dakota State. And I think it says all you need to know is he went up to Dan Campbell while Dan Campbell and company were scouting Trey Lance and just introduced himself. And, yeah, I could – could you see him and Dan Campbell locked in a room just talking football with Chris Spielman?
Yeah, of course. Before we were on the air, he's from Fargo, and he's had to drive from Detroit to Fargo, and he goes up through the UP, and he started breaking down the drive through the Upper Peninsula with an intensity and a passion off the air, and I'm like, and he's like, this drive is unbelievable, and I'm like, this is an interesting personality. And then we get into
it. Well, he's right. It is
a beautiful drive. But we get in. And I don't know if it came across to the listeners. 248-539-9797. When he started talking about physicality, his, like, lip curled up, and he started to snarl and spit. And it was just funny because you're talking to a couple. I'm sure he thinks of us as a couple of radio dweebs, but he's – well, maybe he has a little more respect than that, but he was getting fired up talking about physical football.
I was getting fired up listening to him talk about that. I mean, that's a Dan Campbell guy, right? When we hear all the time about the type of player the Lions are looking for, they want guys that love football, mm-hmm. good high character guys, and all that. I mean, that's the epitome of it right there, and that's a coach.
Yeah.
So they're looking for the same thing in a coaching staff. You better love football, and it's clear that guy loves football. Coming from the smaller college life, but that program, historically one of the best programs in all of college football, they win championships every single year. So coming from a pedigree like that, talking about his being able to evolve and work with an offense and how you have to make the changes and, you know, getting to this level, he's not running the offense. He's running the tight ends, but – you know, he's completely involved with it, and you could see that. And the passion he's bringing to this team, I think, is it's a great thing. Maybe this is something that happens with all the coaches. We don't talk to all the coaches. But this guy, all this guy right off the bat.
Well, let me circle back. And again, if the intensity came through the audience, that's awesome. Kang, did it come through? Did you get that takeaway? Because we're sitting here with him. It's easy to see how intense he was. Did you sense that?
Well, yeah, I just put Corbin's green and call today. I put him on his back. I got out of the studio. I put a swim move on him. I said, get up, let's do it again. So, yeah. He was intense, I would say.
So, and I want to – something I've talked to people about forever is equating great interview with great coach. It's so tempting because I'm sitting there, and maybe people get the sense for now what I'm talking about. We're sitting there talking to Tyler Roll, first year, Lions tight end coach. Hadn't heard of him until he got this job. And we obviously did our research on him a little bit. He comes, he sits down. You talk to him for 20 minutes, 5 off the air, 15 on the air. And midway through that, I'm like, this guy's moving up the food chain quickly. This guy's going to be a head coach. And I'm like, no, wait a sec.
Slow down.
I haven't even seen his tight ends play yet. But you know, he's got an intangible – something that I liked about Aaron Glenn. I can see how a guy like that can get a message across and get people behind him. Now, if he's sending the wrong message or he doesn't know, you know, particularly what he's doing, it doesn't do any good. But my opinion, that's a guy that can check a box of getting players to follow. And, you know, maybe I should again tap the brakes on that because he's appealing to an adult here and not a 24, 25-year-old kid. But, man, was he he's ready to go.
I would say this. I think when you come into a situation with the Detroit Lions and look at the tight end room, and obviously Sam Laporta is a gifted athlete.
Yep.
Brock Wright has been very good for the Lions as well in his role with this team. Both guys catch the football. That's not a problem. Both guys run routes. You see Brock Wright going downfield, as not as much as you see Sam Laporta do, but both of those guys are, you know, downfield kind of runners. Silstra's, you know, in his role, does the same thing. If you're looking for something to improve on with these guys, I would say, okay, everybody has to improve ball security. This guy's all about that. And being a former running back in college football, he knows how important it is. But him getting all excited about the blocking aspect, you know, that's the other thing that really makes this team work. It's the run game, and it's not just the five offensive linemen. The tight end has got to do his job, and it just sounds like this is I'm sure it's always a point of emphasis, but with this guy, it really sounds like that is definitely going to be the point of emphasis, to be the attacker. Don't sit and wait for it. Be aggressive. Be violent.
What do you like about the wide receivers? What do you say you like about
love the block?
Yeah, these guys block. And you know what's crazy? Is that was literally our first impression of J-Mo. When Jameson Williams got on the field for the Detroit Lions, the first impression, because he wasn't lighting the world on fire as far as receiving yards, is look at this guy downfield blocking. And is it any surprise that Amon-Ra St. Brown is a great blocker? No.
No, or that Isaac Tesla is coming to this, you know, into his first training camp in the NFL, and he's making his mark by setting up some blocks.
Feedback coming in on this dude. That guy's all business, all football, all the time. From Scott, if that guy was at a child's birthday party, he'd be drawing up plays on a Bluey napkin.
Can you see that guy telling kids how to hit a pinata? Look out.
Really, really excited to see what's going to happen today. I will tell you what we are looking at right in front of us, although beyond some fans, is the Miami Dolphins offense going through early warm-ups here. We see Tua Tagovailoa taking snaps. You got Zach Wilson over there, your buddy. You got Quinn Ewers over there, who is all warming up. And the Lions are making their way to the field to our left. So we're probably going to – what we anticipate seeing is ones versus ones, twos versus twos. And like I said, we're going to do our best to try and relay what's going on. And there's a lot to talk about, things that we are looking forward to seeing today and how the Lions test out. The Miami Dolphins are here for joint practices. And I don't think I oversold it. The most exciting and biggest day of training camp so far, Coach agreed. So 248-539-9797. We'll get into some of the key things we're going to be watching for today. And I'll tell you what, since we are your eyes here, if you want to call us and tell us something you'd like us to monitor, we will do our best to follow through on your direction.
We do like to monitor.
We do like to monitor. We do like to pay attention. So if there's a player or two that you would like to hear how they are doing, if there's some aspect of this game you would like to, this game, this joint practice you would like us to focus on, we'll be glad to help. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. It is Carson Anderson from Lions Training Camp joint practice with the Dolphins here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door working as well as it could? Is it kind of slow and lethargic? Is it making some strange noises? Better get it taken care of right now. Call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service because they know exactly what they're doing. They've got expert technicians in the field that'll come out, diagnose the problem, and fix it right there in the spot. They've got a truck that's got all the equipment they'll ever need to make sure that your garage door is running as good as it can. And it gets to the point where you need new garage doors, you know what I'm going to say? Call Precision Garage Door Service today. The telephone number is 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at PrecisionDoorMI.com. That's PrecisionDoorMI.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, so here was the quote from Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, who are here today, and there's a completely different feel in the air as the Dolphins are warming up and directly in front of us, Lions to our left. They are separated on the two separate practice fields. Two teams will get together and start running drills, and we will provide the best that we can. And we'd like to know, since we can be your eyeballs here at Lions training camp, what you are most looking forward to hearing about. Quote from Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, regarding Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. They're kind of day-to-day. I'm not expecting them, but I kind of have to see how it plays out. Still some time before that, meaning the joint practices, but they definitely are in the conversation for sure. We'll see how their bodies respond. So that's because they've both been out with nagging injuries. I can tell you they're both in uniform.
Yep.
Both Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are in uniform. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to play. This might be the testing it out and see how their body responds portion of practice as they're going through stretches and light sprinting here. But they are in uniform, so that means we might see them, which brings us to one of the things we're going to be watching today, right? This Lions secondary, how do they look against two of the more dangerous receivers, two of the fastest receivers, and certainly Tyreek Hill. I mean, we're talking about an explosive player. How do the Detroit Lions secondary, how does it match up?
Well, they do have to match up every day with Jamison Williams.
Yep.
So there's that kind of familiarity. But, I mean, Tyreek Hill is he's one of the best to play this game at that position. And Jaylen Waddle along next to him. It's a nice duo to be able to test yourself if they're going to practice today. I mean, right now, the warm-ups, yes, they're going through warm-ups. Will they actually line up and run some plays? We'll see.
I don't know how this has happened, and maybe I'm just interpreting this wrong. I feel like the addition of DJ Reed has been completely undervalued, under-talked about as a potential massive impact on this Lions team, the corner. I'm not sensing the excitement that I think that should be in the air about his addition to this team.
I think the reason for that, it's no slight to the player at all. I just think that it's okay. They had to replace the player from last year, and they did. and they replaced it with somebody who is, at the very least, right on par with him. So, you know, I guess that's it. It's you don't even think about it because you lost a guy at that position. Now you're bringing in a guy at that position.
Yeah, and look, I think, you know, it's pretty clear that they've got
a high-caliber player too, by the way.
Yeah, they've got established safeties. Terrion Arnold, it's a big year for him, and I am fully expecting him to take not a small step forward, a big step forward. In fact, I thought he took a big step forward last year as the season went on. A flurry of penalties at the beginning of the regular season, but he also, what was the stat? He played more reps of man-to-man coverage than any other corner in the NFL. And as the season went on, the penalties got to be few and far between at the second half of the season.
Yeah, I thought he had a real nice rookie season, and you want to see guys get better as the season goes on, and he clearly got better as the season wore on. So excited to see what he can do this year. Gotten some good reviews so far out of training camp.
Today's training camp coverage on the ticket is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Other player that, you know, is going to have to match up with these guys, and, you know, I feel like had sort of a truncated first year and was ready to be an important player as the postseason progressed, was Amik Robertson. How does Amik Robertson look in coverage today? Something else to watch. And look, given the injuries that have happened already in the secondary, you know, they've got the two veterans they brought in Rock Ya-Sin and Avante Maddox. But there have been guys that have been banged up. I'm concerned about depth at that position. And so staying healthy, performing is huge because you got a guy or two knocked out. And I think we could be back to last year with Lions, I think, had the second or third most yards allowed per game through the air in the NFL.
Well, it was an area that they definitely addressed in the offseason. It felt like every other day there was another signing for somebody in the defensive backfield. So it's vitally important that you can keep that stocked as well as you can.
Yeah.
They're always going to be looking at the waiver wire to add more players. I really think that's probably the first position group you're always looking at to see who's available, because you know you're going to have to go through them.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson looking down at the feedback that's coming in. Chase wants to know, how is Rutledge's flow looking?
Strong.
You've seen him?
I haven't seen him today, but I did see it the other day. It's a strong flow. That's some long hair.
Looks like the linemen right now are at the furthest end of the field, so it's hard for us to tell.
About 130 yards away.
But Chase, we'll when they get down to this end of the field, we'll take a look and let you know how Rutledge's flow is looking.
So number 69 is rocking it.
Anthony, a mail truck, says, keep an eye on Jared Goff. See if he's using the squeeze bottle for his Gatorade.
That's a good call.
You did tell the story about when you were in high school, Gatorade or whatever it was, Quick Kick was being made with powder and water and
The arm of a seven-year-old boy.
And a kid mixed it with his arm.
Oh, God. I can never get that image out of my head. And what makes me sick to my stomach is that, like, during the two-a-day practices that we had in August and then the blazing heat and all that, like, you couldn't wait to get the water bottles. And if you had the flavored water bottles, like, awesome, here we go. And then that one fateful day, I think in early September, I saw it being made, and never again. Just never again. And slowly I would tell some of my teammates, be like, dude, you may not want to be drinking that. Why? Stevie's arm was all in there. I'm just saying.
Right up to the underarm?
I mean, up well past the elbow. I will say that. Well past the elbow.
All right, so we open the show talking with Tyler Rohl, the tight ends coach, who has spent a long time as a player and coach at North Dakota State in Fargo. He mentioned that they've made the drive through the Upper Peninsula. Chad in a truck said, I was curious about the drive time to Fargo, North Dakota, so I put it in Google. And the fastest route was going to Ludington and taking the ferry over, and it would be just over 14 hours total. He went up through the UP. That was his call.
Something else he told us is that they do like to vacation in Minnesota on a lake up there, so you don't know how north it is to just keep going along that.
They like to vacation on the lake.
They got
a lake in Minnesota.
They got one of the 10,000 plus lakes. Yeah, so maybe that's why he just stayed north. But then again, you know, if you're going to make that drive, And maybe it may not be the only time he's going to make that drive, but go through the UP. It's an experience.
Dude, it is an experience. Beautiful. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've done that. I see that in the near future, to be honest with you.
But he's already hit the sights. He went through the UP.
Yep.
Was experiencing Northern Michigan up in the Petoskey area. And I don't know if he said Traverse City or not, but he's already seen lots of it.
Yep.
Coach trips, family trips.
Would like you guys to focus on who's playing center and how they're performing. The next text is, you guys need to monitor the starting interior offensive line, Glasgow, Rutledge, Mahogany. Don't disagree with that. It is a question with this team, one that feels like they're comfortable with how it's being answered. When it's ones-on-ones, you're talking about, oh, my God, I forgot Kenneth Grant's here, the Michigan defensive tackle. But Benito Jones, Zach Sealer are the defensive tackles for the Dolphins. Jordan Phillips is in the mix there. So we will keep an eye on that. I mean, look, it felt like the interior of the offensive line, my memories of that loss to Washington, it was not great. And something that certainly does need to prove itself here, as they've had some turnover in personnel, losing two starters from a year ago.
Yeah, and by all accounts, we're going to see Grant Glasgow playing center for this team this year, and Rutledge be on the right side and Mahogany on the left side. But I think for me, that is absolutely the number one thing I look for in training camp and looking for stories on, is to see how the offensive line is gelling, how it's improving, because it's going to be – you're going to hear about progress almost on a day-to-day basis, because at the very least, you've got one rookie who's part of that mix, and Mahogany's a second-year player, so it's not like these guys have a ton of experience. Glasgow does, but most of his experience is playing guard. He has played center, which is why he's going to start this year playing center.
248-539-9797. What are things you want us to keep an eye on out here? Lions and Dolphins continue warm-up, and we will be tracking what we see, mostly during commercial breaks. I am watching Waddle and Tyreek Hill. They are going through some skeleton pass drills right now in front of us. So we'll see if they practice. It'll be a good, good test. All right, we'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Kang, I want to get your 2 cents on what you hope to see today out of the Lions and the Dolphins. Our checklist, our to-do list is pretty long. And it's an exciting day out here. You can tell the fans are feeling different. They're already cheering. So I get to see their guys go against a Dolphins team that is in here for a couple days of practice before the two teams play on Saturday night. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Home ownership is closer than you think with a mortgage loan from the University of Michigan Credit Union. Imagine stepping into your dream home with no application fee, and right now get $750 off your closing costs when you finance with UMCU. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms to fit your life. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for pre-approval or ready to build or refinance, UMCU is here to help. Visit umcu.org today to get started, insured by NCUA. NMLS number 712-343. UMCU is an equal housing opportunity lender. Great to be with you here from Lions training camp on what is an exciting day. Different feeling in the air as the Dolphins are out there warming up immediately in front of us. Lions to the left, and soon the two teams will get together and we'll have a joint practice and things to discuss. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to John. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, John.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, I was listening to the morning show earlier, and they are very high on Isaac Tesla. Not them by themselves. I heard Panay Sewell and like the whole Lions defense and offense are impressed by him. So my question to you guys is, do you see a world where we let Jameson Williams walk and we just keep with Tesla as our wide receiver too?
Not anywhere close to that yet.
could I see that, 2 years from now when we're through the fifth year of Jameson Williams? Yeah.
Anything's possible. I wouldn't predict that. I mean, let's face it, Tesla, I think today's actually a bigger day for him than than many. I mean, he's done fine, but we know this is the day where he may get on the field against another team's ones, right? So I'm excited about it and intrigued about Isaac Tesla. I don't want to get carried away.
No, but these are problems that this is going to be an issue that could come down the road here when which position group are you going to double tap on, right? We've talked about the defensive end position. Hard to double tap and get two guys who are going to be paid at the top of the league like that. Lions have two awesome safeties. They just paid one. They're going to have to pay the other one soon, but you know, you got to look at what the price is for those guys. If you pay two top wide receivers, you're talking two guys that are getting in the $30 million range. And I don't know if they're going to be able to afford that if they're still going to try to hang on to two safeties. They're going to be, you know, lesser paid, but maybe perhaps more impactful.
To be successful long term, you need to be able to replace
big
money players with small money players. But that means you have to draft well. And if Tesla lives up to the hype, and let's face it, the hype is starting to take on a life of its own. Let's say he lives up to the hype. That could be on the table. We're not going to pay player A so we can sign player B at a different position where we don't have the depth or the ready-made replacement at a cheaper cost. But that's, I mean, this is a premature conversation.
It is. The other thing that happened is Jameson Williams had a heck of a season last year, a big jump from 1 year to the next. I mean, if he takes another similar jump, I mean, people aren't going to want to see J-Mo go. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's a premature conversation to have before you've seen Isaac Tesla take a single snap in the NFL. You know, preseason, it's a couple games, and he looks the part. He passes the eyeball test, and we'll see more today in a joint practice. But, you know, when all is said and done, you don't need to make that decision anytime soon.
No, and he's got a lot to prove.
Yes.
And he's on the to-do list of things to talk about today. I do want to bring in Kang, our producer, back in our studios as the two teams continue to warm up before the actual joint part of the practice starts. Kang, your thoughts on the discussion so far and things that we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, he can be pretty repetitive, but, I mean, the number one thing I want you guys to keep an eye on and I would like to know about is the interior offensive line of the Lions, you know? I mean, they lost Carlton Davis and they lost coordinators, but I think they've replaced them with what we think are serviceable, if not better, you know, replacements. The interior line is, on paper, it's worse. It just is, because that's how good Frank Ragnow and Zeitler were, right? So you bring in a rookie, you bring in a six-round pick, and then you move Glasgow over center. We all know this offense runs this team, and what runs the offense is that offensive line. That's where it all starts. So that's the most important thing to me. You mentioned that the interior defensive tackles that the Dolphins bring in, Doug. I don't care if Kenneth Garand's a rookie. Make him look like a rookie. You know, like, I don't want them to be disruptive. I want Goff to have time in the pocket. I want Gibbs to be able to find holes. Montgomery to be able to find holes. So that's the most important thing to me with these joint practices.
So, look, we were just talking about the caller brought up the situation way down the road. And, I mean, we have a lot needs to be proven and happen between now and the scenario he brought up. But in some ways, we could say that they've already done it at guard. Mahogany came in last year, sixth-round pick. This is a cheap player on your in terms of the cap space he's going to take up. They had a veteran that was a free agent in Kevin Zeitler, and they let him walk. Now, you know, is that an example of, hey, we really want to make sure that we have money for other players, and here's where we can save a little, and we feel comfortable with the young replacement? And we actually think Christian Mahogany might be joining us a little bit later on, so look forward to that. However, yeah, he's got to perform. Glasgow, maybe the unexpected when they made that decision was that Ragnow was going to walk away from the game. I'm going to guess that the Lions knew about that way before anybody else as a possibility. So we'll see how it plays itself out. This is a I don't know if it's a huge question mark, but it's big enough that this has gotten a lot of attention, a lot of instruction from our listeners already to say, pay attention to the interior line.
Yeah, and I think it's hard to fathom that this offensive line is going to operate as well as we've seen the last few years.
It is tough.
It's tough to say that. So if you're going to start with that as, you know, the expectations it won't be as good, then how much less of an offensive line is going to be, for lack of a better phrase right there? But, you know, will it be a big work in progress, or is it just, does it go from being an elite offensive line unit to being average, slightly above average? Is it below average? That's what I want to see is where is it at? I do expect it to be at the very least average because you still have a couple of really good players, maybe the best right tackle in football, and the left tackle ain't bad either. And I'm excited about what they have at right guard, but he's a rookie.
So we're watching the Lions now. They have just, you heard that horn blow, and as soon as it did, they went with drills, quarterbacks throwing to receivers, Lions receiver against Dolphin defensive backs, and Jared Goff has delivered two deep balls right on the money.
Dimes.
One to Amon-Ra St. Brown for about a 40-yard touchdown. The second one to J-Mo.
He was well covered.
Who dropped it, but it was well covered, and it was a pretty great throw. Hendon Hooker had a throw in between to Meeks down the right sideline that went incomplete. So now the two teams are started to practice against one another, and this is where it starts to get pretty exciting. And Hendon Hooker with another deep ball, and it is overthrown again. They are taking reps going back and forth between Allen, Hooker, Jared Goff. Same thing on the other end right in front of us. The Dolphins receivers are going against the Lions defensive backs. All of a sudden, there's too much to watch.
Right. I just watched Zach Wilson overthrow his intended target.
Yeah. Now here's Kyle Allen on a slant pattern, and he's got Meeks in front of a Dolphin defensive back. Now Jared Goff hitting Tesla in front of a Dolphin cornerback. Fast and furious going on out here at Allen Park. Love it. Absolutely love it. This feels.
This is the fun part.
This is the fun part. All right, so now a Dolphin rep with this Tua kid throwing a down and out, tripped up defensive back in coverage against Branch. That probably would have been flagged.
A little bit of a post.
I would say, yeah.
You're already throwing a flag.
It did look like a flag. Amon-Ra with another catch. Was that from Kyle Allen or was that from Jared Goff? Can't tell over there. But anyway, the one-on-one drills have started out here at Allen Park. 248-539-9797. The offensive lineman, by the way, although that instruction people want us to watch, they're down at the far end of the field, so we don't have a great view at this time of what they got going on. What are things to be paying attention to here today? Well, can you tell if Waddle and Tyreek Hill are running pass routes here? I do not see them. They are coming back from injury. And that is a true test.
Well, I see Tyreek Hill is standing in the backfield. I don't think he's participating.
Okay.
But I did see Whiteside, the Lions defensive back. He made a nice play on a deep pass.
All right, here's Branch in coverage, and Tua delivers good coverage there. He overthrows his receiver, Washington, on a down-and-out pattern. Now the Lions. Goff goes back shoulder to Isaac Tesla, who can't reel it in.
All right.
Sorry, I'm getting fired. I'm in preseason too.
Are you? Yeah. All right, you gotta loosen up.
Doug,
yeah,
you're doing red zone of practice, man. You're like,
I kind of am doing red zone. Yeah, that's what it feels like. Now here's Goff from a shotgun, looking for Amon-Ra down the sideline, over the top. Amon-Ra caught to the end zone. Touchdown, Wolverines.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I mean, they made that look easy,
but
though.
But you can't mix and match there.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. My bad. I'm out of practice. He made that look easy, didn't he?
I was watching Zach Wilson throw a short pass over the middle.
Was that J-Mo? Did he catch it?
No, he did not.
He did not catch it.
Not by the reaction there.
You know, early returns, Amon-Ra looks great.
Oh, does he?
Just saying.
Well, there's a reason he's, top five receiver in the NFL.
Yep.
It's funny. We talked a little bit yesterday about those the combine scores that NFL.com had for the players after they went through the combine. You know, St. Brown was another one of those players that was just completely unheralded, almost disrespected with the comments about, yeah, I might someday be a special teams contributor type or whatever the comment was. Maybe someday he becomes an average starter in the NFL. Yeah, thanks. He's one of the best in the league.
Let's watch this rep with DJ Reed here. Crossing pattern completed in front of him from Zach Wilson. Short crossing route. DJ Reed, the new acquisition from the Jets. And now down the far sideline.
Hendon Hooker throwing it complete.
That one was caught. There we go, Hendon. He's had a couple overthrows, but that one was better. I didn't see the receiver was over there.
It was Meeks.
Okay. Meeks, who's kind of making a name for himself. 248-539-9797. Things you're looking for. We are at Lions training camp. We'll pay attention during the break. Tell you what we are seeing when we continue from Allen Park here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.